myself and I. Alright, welcome back. Man, misdemeanors and debauchery. It's just me here today, John. Sorry we've been behind on everything. Work schedules and shit, you know, ain't really lining up correctly. We were supposed to have the other two numbnuts come in, but who knows? I'm not even worried about it, really. But I'm going to give y'all some updates, what's going on, talk some shit, you know. Same shit, different day. Do a recap on the big fight that happened. Dave Gore got his ass whooped is what happened. But we got some other shit here we can talk about. Maybe some future updates for the show I've got wrote out. You know, I want to talk about something first. I seen this on Facebook. It fucking killed me. I'm sure people have already seen it. I've shared it. It's an event going on. Now, Area 51. You're probably laughing, but there is 101,000 people attending this. And it's titled Storm Area 51. They can't stop us. They can't stop all of us. What the fuck, man? And, let's see, here's the details. We all meet up at Area 51 Alien Center Tourist Attraction and coordinate our entry. If we Naruto run, we can move faster than their bullets. Let's see them aliens. There's 101,000 people ready to fucking do this. God forbid they actually fucking do this, but... I don't know why the fuck they would want to be trying to get into this fucking place. I mean, yeah, Area 51, but I've heard rumors that fucking place is abandoned. They just got your basic fucking military security up there now. And it's just an abandoned fucking area with some buildings, and that's about it. I've heard they moved everything up to somewhere in the mountains, like fucking Colorado or up on the borderline of Canada and shit, or even Alaska. That's where your real fucking shit's going down at. But what's this happening? September 20th. What the fuck, man? Friday, September 20th at 3 a.m. to 6. God damn, they're doing that shit early. They're doing a night op is what it sounds like. Shit. 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific with whatever PDT is. Some of these fucking comments... Can y'all stop trying to post y'all's damn mixtapes? Okay, guys, I feel like we need to formulate a game plan. I put together this easy-to-follow diagram for our impromptu plan basics. What's this motherfucker posted? They got goddamn blueprints on how to fucking take this in. It looks like some military attack. What the... Rock throwers and Naruto runners... Kyle's with Monster Energy buffs. Plus 10 Berserk. Oh, that's fucking great. Now, I seen that and I was like, you know, I'm going to fucking join it. Who cares? I mean, it's September. I'm sure I got some vacation days that I can take off of that. Why not? Yeah, YOLO that shit. I mean, think about it. With the limited security they have there, unless they got some outstanding shit that's just going to wipe out people by the thousands, I don't see... They can't kill 100... if 101,000 people actually showed up, they couldn't take them all out. I mean, fuck, dude. The place would get overrun easily. It's not like they have, a monster-sized fucking wall guarding the fucking place. Maybe a fence and some jeeps with some guys with guns. That's it. Even then, you know, those guys are going to run out of bullets after a while. Jesus. But, yeah, on to Let's see. We got other shit to talk about here. What was the other one I saved? Actually, I will share this on Facebook after I send this video, or not this video, I ain't videoing. Like I said, it's just me. No one, I know, no anyone ain't going to see this this ugly mug here, but oh well. I'll share this page on the our group page. Let's see, what else we got? Oh yeah, oh shit. Oh, come on, man. Podcast topics. let's see. I got this one. Found this video. I thought it was interesting. It was about broadcast interruptions. I get some shit you don't normally fucking see. Pause this before it fucking plays. Fuck off. It's a scary broadcast interruptions that left police worried. And, it's... Yeah, you know, it's exactly what you think it is. It's, times the news or the TV had gone off. And it was hacked or some shit like that. I've only heard about it happening, like, maybe once or twice. But this video's got, like, five other times it's actually happened. And one's kind of fucked up, honestly. And made me think. The one I've heard about happened in, like, the 80s or some shit. During the news. And, for all you old heads out there, if you remember Max Headroom, dude in a mask popped up on your fucking TV and had the background behind him moving around and shit, and he had this big Max Headroom mask on. This is before I was alive, alright, so this is just me, just, I don't remember, I've seen clips and videos of it, but I don't, maybe somebody on here listening remembers that shit thoroughly. But I went through this fucking video, and there was one. And let me see if I can't find it. It was about aliens. No. Is that it? Nope.
The television station.
No, we're gonna pause that. Shit. I wish I knew what the where this fucking thing was at. Well, pretty much it was some apparent alien gave its actual name and said, you have a year or 50 years or some fucking sort of time to change your ways, and we'll, if not, we'll be back with if not, we will be back to destroy your planet. And this was like, shit. Was this it? Is this it? 1977? Let me see. That's it. Virilian, representative of the Ashtar Galactic Channel, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. What was this? All your weapons of evil must be removed. The time, this is what this broadcast said, and it had a voice to it. I don't know, like I said, I don't know this fucking thing. Get the fuck out of here. Sorry about that. I got bugs in this fucking hut. Yeah, so it's even got a voice. This was in 1977. So all your weapons of evil must be removed. The time for conflict is now past, and the race of which you are a part may proceed to the higher stages of evolution. If you show yourselves worthy to do this, you have a short time to learn to live together in peace and goodwill. Alright, was there a timeline when I said this? We're deeply concerned about your path towards the light, and we'll do all we can to help. Have no fear, only seek to knowledge yourselves. Live in harmony, blah, blah, blah. We are leaving. You're now leaving your plane of existence. You may be blessed with supreme love in the cosmos. Blah, blah, blah. Is there anything else to that? No? No. Well, I'm sitting there thinking. I ain't going to try to get political with this. Say this was real. Say this got put out there to where everyone heard about it, and this was a real thing, and if we didn't confirm, or conform to these people, these things, these beings, that they would come and destroy us. Or worse. Whatever worse is. So, today's society, you got all this fucking need for gun control and shit like that. Would that be, I mean, maybe that's the thing. I'm not saying I side with gun control. I mean, I believe I should have fucking guns. You know. But maybe they're fucking, maybe this was a real fucking thing. And we gotta get rid of all her fucking, evil weapons, like they said. And, to go through a higher power of evolution. Or some shit. You know? I don't know, it's just interesting shit like that. It made me fucking, I don't know, I mean, and plus there's a lot of talk lately on, fucking aliens, man. Even now, it's like, I mean, I wasn't a big fucking aliens believer. I really wasn't. But it just doesn't make sense. And now I sit there and think about it. It don't make sense that we wouldn't be, or that we would be alone. That don't make no sense. And the galaxy is huge. Just endless. And for somebody to think that in that endlessness, there's nothing out there besides us, doesn't make sense. Now, with that said, I don't know, man. That's, I mean, aliens, man. I don't fucking know. Just, I mean, how close are they? Are they near us? I mean, within our solar system? I mean, we've been getting shit, like I said, lately I've been seeing a lot more shit on, like, the internet, and history just put some shit out about people in the Navy and the Air Force and shit that have finally come out and reported that they have seen shit while doing what they do, you know, flying around and fucking zooming through fucking the sky and something going, you know, I mean, a jet ain't gonna go fucking slow, but something outflying a fucking jet, you know, and just stopping midway and shit like that, crazy shit like that, just don't make no sense. So, I don't know, man, it's out there, there's some crazy shit out there, you know, and I think we're starting to learn more and more about it. I mean, maybe the next 50 fucking years we'll see some real shit pop off. Let's see, what is it, 2019? 2069, hell yeah, there you go, 50 years from now. So, let's see what else we got. Fucking aliens, man. And the thing is, I never sat there and thought I'd be the one to be like, no, man. I mean, I'm just, some things I normally stay on, you know. My mind normally doesn't fucking change on shit like that unless there's like hardcore proof, pretty much. And this is something like, there's not proof, but it's just like common sense that it'd make, you know. Like I said, out of the endlessness of fucking space, there's something else has got to be out there, man. Something. Even if that means if there's fucking like bacteria out there, I mean, if you want to get on the whole fucking evolution thing, you know, the bacteria would evolve to this, you know, boom, 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 boom. There's beings like us out there. God knows there's probably something out there far evolved from what we are, you know. They see us as how we see monkeys today, or like on our planet, you know. I don't know. Crazy fucking shit, man. Crazy shit. Yeah, I just realized that was back-to-back fucking alien shit there. No, no, the whole storming Area 51. What? All right, say this does happen. They actually go in and do this shit. find something. Then what? I mean, what do you do then? I know today's people, but we're talking a bunch of dumbass kids. They'll probably say they find a fucking alien and like a cryo tube or some shit on ice. They're gonna take pictures and selfies with the fucking thing and put filters on the fucking thing. You're gonna have a fucking alien with goddamn dog ears and a goddamn dog nose on it. Like, what the fuck? I was just talking to a friend about this. I'm telling you, man, there's some shit going out there that don't make no fucking sense. Like, Snapchat. What the fuck, man? If you go on any dating site, and like I said, I've proved this point before, go on any dating site, let it be MeetMe for you trashy motherfuckers, Plenty of Fish for the fucking bot hunters and shit like that, anything like that. Count how many fucking animal filters are on some of these people's fucking profile pictures. Alright? Count them up for me and see. Now, I don't know about that, but I don't get turned on by fucking dogs. Alright? Maybe somebody, I'm not kink shaming none of you motherfuckers. I think it's, you fuck a dog, that's your own fucking problem. There's something wrong with your head. But, whatever, that's you. You know, you do you. You ain't fucking my dog, alright? My dog might fuck you up, but you ain't fucking my dog. But you go on there and you see all these people. I mean, I guess it's almost like coded into your head. Like, oh, you see, there's a sexy chick. All right, cool, she's hot. But now you're incorporating sexiness, good lookingness, beautifulness with fucking dog ears and a dog nose, cat ears, whatever fucking animal filter there is. That's like you're starting to incorporate with that now. And say this goes on for a while, you know, and now you can't fucking, if someone takes a normal fucking picture and it's like, oh, no, she ain't got them ears like that. I think this is going to take some sort of fucking effect further down the road, and you're talking like interspecies erotica and shit here now. Interspecies breeding. Alright? Oh, fuck. Well, I'm going out. We'll say, old boy, what's his name? Alex Jones, man, that motherfucker. I'm not saying he's right on all things, but he talks a lot about this chimera shit. That the government is splicing, carving up shit about human-animal hybrids. And I call them chimera. I'm almost fucking done with this piece of gum. And now think about this. I mean, say this shit gets out. God damn it. I mean, it'll come out eventually. I mean, if the government makes these chimera, it's only going to be used for one thing, and that's fucking war. Alright? They're always looking for the next best thing. Alright? Now, I mean, you get human-animal hybrids and shit like that, you're still going to have a human side to it, so I don't know, acceptance among these things. They'll be put out there eventually, and I don't know, man. Hopefully I am long dead before that fucking happens, because I can't imagine the human race just fucking flipping on itself, and I'd rather see robots come before I see all the human race turn into a bunch of animal fuckers, alright? Ugh, fucking people, man. The fuck. But, well, like I said earlier, we were supposed to have Nickel and Coleman here, but them motherfuckers, I don't know. I guess fucking one passed out and the other one just bailed out. So, it's whatever. But I have some shit lined up for the next further fucking shows. I'm thinking ahead of time. I'm thinking out there. I'm thinking out beyond the greats. Probably next year. I don't know. And I got some ideas wrote down. And I'll give you a hint in some of this shit. And hell, if y'all like some of these, fucking let me know. If you want to see them first, let us see them first. Oh, shit. I'm kind of fucking sick right now. I don't know if you can tell the difference in the voice. But I don't know what's going on. I can't hear shit out of my right ear. And my fucking throat's kind of shitty. It's better than what it was, but it's a mixture either of fucking strep throat and sinuses. Who the fuck knows? I'm pretty sure my sister gave it to me. Appreciate it, sis. But onto this list. This is probably going to sound fucking lame, but in my head, I can see it, and it's going to be great. And, I got one. It'll be a live stream. It's called Rock, Paper, Scissors, Balls, Taser, Shoot. Okay, so we used to play this game. I've only played it once, but it was fucking fun. It was called Rock, Paper, Scissors, Balls. Which, same game, Rock, Paper, Scissors, but you play it with three people. And you get your two players back to back, and they hold out their hands and go, Rock, Paper, Scissors, Shoot, and whatever they give out, whoever loses would get hit in the balls, but they don't know who loses because their eyes would be closed. And I decided that was a game we played up there about once, and now I've decided to we're gonna take this up a notch. We'll play Rock, Paper, Scissors, Balls. You know, someone get hit in the balls, that's fine. Round two is Rock, Paper, Scissors, Taser. It's exactly what you think. Loser will get tased. And Rock, Paper, Scissors, Shoot is someone will get shot with an airsoft gun, bare chest or some shit like that. You know. And we'll record all that. And it's just something I chuckle at. I know a Sober October one, that'll be fucking interesting between all three of us, two alcoholics and a fat fuck, who could fucking withstand the longest without fucking drinking. I mean, I'm not an alcoholic, but I can put my shit up, my fucking, if I can lose so much weight to their days they haven't fucking drank, that would be interesting. You know. And do a $300 cash prize for it. I don't know. Let you guys fucking, watch this shit happen. Oh, fuck. Next one would be, as you know, I live, well, most of y'all know, I live in one of the haunted cities in Illinois. You know, I'm not going to say where because of stalkers and shit like that. But I've always been curious with the paranormal. And I know Scott, he's really religious. Alright? And I know this would fuck with him. And I want to do an episode where even just fucking mentioning it fucks with me. It's getting a Ouija board and fuck with some ghosts. Now, I was taught never to fuck with an Ouija board. Alright? I mean, there's just no good. I mean, there's no good with them. There's nothing good comes from them. But I know people in Alton and all around fucking, yeah, they know how to handle that shit. They know what to do. They know the precautions. They know how to do this and that, which is awesome. And I want to record that too. Ugh. Holy shit. The next one. Well, actually, the next two are pretty much the fucking same. A weed smoke-off, which I have a friend and they know who that friend is. I'm going to be hollering at him soon. And we'll see how that goes off. A power hour, that's probably... People are... Oh, my God. If y'all don't know what power hour is, you're fucking lucky. It's... I've only heard about it happening maybe once or twice. I never had the privilege of it, but it sounds absolutely fucking terrible. It's, you get about 6 or 7 beers, and you take a shot of a beer and a shot glass every minute for an hour. Yeah. And apparently it just ruins your fucking day. And honestly, it doesn't sound like shit, but it's just, it just seems like that's a lot of fucking air to be, like, every minute just a shot of beer or whatever, you know. Let's see. Hot food challenge. I know I can handle my fucking hot food. I think Justin might, maybe. But Scott, on the other hand, I don't know. That's one I want to challenge. If y'all can find some hot shit and you want us to try it, send it this way. We'll try it. We'll record it. We'll holler you out on the video. And we'll shoot it. Alright, why not? Who gives a fuck? Justin's mom's gangbang. Yeah, no one knows, wants to know about that one. And, yeah, there's some other ones I'm still kicking around right now. Oh, shit. Fucking ears popping. Let's see. Oh. Oh, shit. Let's see. Fucking refresh. Oh, shit. George Masville crushes Ben Ireskin. Good, that curly-headed fuck. They had a UFC fight tonight. Ben Askren. That's Askren. He's a giant curly-headed fuck. He looks like he's wearing a goddamn toupee 90% of the fucking time. Fuck that guy. Look at him. God damn, dude. He knocked the piss out of him. He ain't moving. Oh my God. He killed that man. Uh-uh. Where's the fucking replay on that? I'll post this on the page here. Holy shit, dude. He's stiffing up like a fucking board, man. Oh, come on. You fucking piece of shit. Oh, he hit him with a fucking knee, too. Damn. Holy shit. Motherfucker. Good, fuck that curly-headed fuck. Oh, shit. Man, I tell you what, ever since I took, I mean, these fucking hours, man, been fucking with me. We were lagging on the fucking show and everything. Last time we did one, the event. Oh, yeah, let's talk about the event. Decent fucking turnout. More people than I thought it would be. For sure. And made a decent amount of fucking money for Kim and the family. I mean, sweat was shed, facial hair was lost, and fuck, dude, I lost my breath quite a few times, and I think at least a few people got fucking sun sickness or some shit like that. I dehydrated a few. I mean, dude, it was like 90 fucking degrees out in that motherfucker or some shit. I don't know. Fights were good. fucking the first one, Scott and Justin went at it, and it went as good as I knew it was gonna be. I I don't know if I should give all... I mean, yeah, fuck it. Everyone who listens to this was probably there. We told Scott that... even Dustin fucking said something like... It's like, dude, don't let him drink before he gets in this ring, because if he takes a hit to the fucking gut, he's going to throw up. And even I told him, like, don't do it. And sure enough, motherfucker pounds two mics hard before he even gets in the goddamn ring. And he wore jeans. I think that's what fucked him up the most, man. You start sweating in fucking jeans, they start clinging to you, and you're not moving right. And it's just not good all day, and not good. And I won't say Justin mopped the floor with him, because I don't want to give Justin the gratitude for that. But there's a few hits that fucking Scott fucking took. I think he even left out of there with a shiner the next day. We'll put that on the fucking page, too. What the fuck was that? Few hits. Justin landed on Scott there. Yeah, they were fucking brutal. But, you know, coming for Scott. And Scott, he landed a few good ones, you know. But that ending hit, man. That ending hit, I think, made everyone fucking made flinch. Scott took a fucking hard one. Hard body shot straight to the fucking liver, man. And, holy shit. I mean, that thump, you heard that bow. And I heard everyone go, ooh. And Scott damn near fucking dropped right there. And I was like, oh, man, he's going to be hurting. And sure enough, that was the end of that. But they went all three rounds, which I'll give them both fucking props on that. What the fuck is that? Yeah, I'll give him props on that one. It was good. It was definitely better than me and David's fight. Fuck, man. I was more fucking interested in my goddamn entrance more than anything. I didn't give a shit. Me and David's fight. I'll keep it fucking. I'm not gonna be biased about it and tell him I whooped his candy ass up and down the fucking ring or anything like that. But it was decent. I mean, he popped me one. I mean, it was almost unfair because the one hit he hit me with, that fucking, like, I mean, it was the first hit that he made solid contact with my face. If we didn't have headgear, I think I'd probably be out. I would have been out or definitely fucking hurting. But I had the headgear on at that time, and he hit me, and it fucking, I watched the video, and all you hear me is go, woof, and just like, what the fuck, you know? And I got a few on the body on for him. That was my game plan. I was going to try body boxing his ass, and seeing how that went. Round two, by the first round, I had to get stopped. I had that fucking headgear. That's what you get for buying $30 fucking boxing gear from Amazon. They're all fucking garbage. The fucking gloves, they settled okay after a while, but that fucking headgear, we got a bunch of fucking jug heads in this goddamn, in these matches, so there was no way it was going to work out correctly. So, I had to take my fucking headgear off the first time, because that fucking mouthpiece was, the headgear was covering the upper lip, my upper lip, and most of my center mouth. So I was like breathing through my fucking mouth. I was just fucked up because the mouth guard, it was twisting up in my fucking mouth. And it wasn't great. I had to fucking stop it midway, and I didn't get old boy's fucking name. I had to have him take it off and have me fix this fucking mouth guard. That was just in the first few minutes of the first round, especially after that one fucking punch. He hit me with that fucking straight, and that fucked my mouth guard all up, man. But it fucking, oh man, that's how I knew I was gonna be in a fight, because I was like, all right, this is it, man. Then everyone's sitting there saying, take off the headgear, take off the headgear, and I was like, fuck that noise, and took off the fucking, sure enough, that motherfucker took his headgear off, and big balls me. I'm like, well, I ain't gonna look like a bitch here. And I fucking decided to take mine off. It's more comfortable. And, well, We sat there and we danced a little bit, jab, jab, body, body, you know. And he come up with one and missed. And I swung up from low to up. And I remember making straight contact with his face. And just hearing that, like that. And that was, man, that was without his headgear. And I'm like, oh, fuck, yeah, dude. All right, it's on now. But after I hit him, he came back with a look. And I was like, all right, man, I fucked up. This dude's going to come at me now. He knows he's in a fight now. And he sat there. We sat there, and I fucking blocked my shit. You know, he popped me in the gut a few times. I gave just, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, give me some of them play hits. And I just, you know, blocking with my right and tapping with my left, you know. And we see, he's sitting there. I think it was almost at the end of the second round. He's sitting there going, he goes, man. Yeah, man, I'm fucking tired. Or he's like, oh, man, I'm gassed. And I was like, all right. Because I wasn't going to sit there and be like, I'm not fucking giving this shit up. If I get gassed, you know, you might as well just knock me the fuck out or some shit. Hit me in the chest. But he goes, man, I'm going to call it. I was like, you want to call it? And he goes, yeah, I'll call it. And he gave up. So, I mean, yeah, it was a win on my side, but it really wasn't a win. Me and that motherfucker need to get back to the gym, work on some cardio. It was good shit. It was good times. We made over, fuck, man, with the cut speed and order runners. What was it? We made with the fees, with the cost at the door, with all the baskets and shit that sold, and some shit didn't even fucking sell. Some people got away with like $30, $40 worth of shit for like $5, but it didn't fucking matter. We still made enough money over it. I think we made like $240 something, give or take, and the deal was that if we made $200, Dave Roche was bared. And goddamn if I didn't bring them clippers for that fucking reason. and if we made over $200, that fucking douchebag Justin would have to shave that. Oh my god, dude. Again, and it looked like someone stuck his... It looked like a hairy asshole. Like, you know, if you spread someone's ass cheeks, you get the hair inside right in there, right around the asshole. That's what his face looked like. Like that. And we shaved that fucking shit off. Old fucking Chelsea did, thank God. We ought to make the next fucking bet his fucking ponytail. Give him a respectable fucking haircut. Jesus Christ. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. But, it was all together, yeah. Good fucking time. Thanks for the cave. Shout out to the cave for, supplying us with the, smoking trinkets and, other shit like that. And, the booze that was, booze basketed. Appreciate it. Hopefully the people who won that, they did good with it. And they're not using it for the devil's lettuce, all right? That shit's bad. Use it for tobacco uses. What else? Oh, shit. Let's see. What we got on the news? My fucking Facebook's blowing up. That's fucking news. Let's see. Yeah, I'm at work currently right now, and, you know, I got some free time here, so we, see how this goes. Let's see what Google News has us for right now. Holy shit, what the fuck? Billionaire Jeffrey Epstein arrested and accused of sex trafficking minors. No shit. What the fuck? Who's this asshole? Jeffrey Epstein. Why is he a billionaire? You telling me the fucking billionaires are ain't you know law abiding citizens or anything like that? They're not you know good men? What? Florida-based billionaire Jeffrey Epstein has been indicted on new charges related to alleged sex crimes involving minors. What the fuck? 2002-2005 law enforcement indictment charges in Florida. God damn. Florida. Man, do we really need Florida? Can we? We need Florida like we need Illinois, man. They're both fucking tumors. Just fucking get Florida back to Mexico or Cuba. That's the way I would make it. It's just fucking Florida is North Cuba now. Alright, they can have it. Jesus. Federal investigation has identified 36 underage victims. Holy shit. There's that one. What the fuck? What was his fucking name? Bravo. What was his name? His last name is Bravo. Shit. Eddie Bravo. I was listening to that Joe Rogan episode. It was the fucking Alex Jones one, I think. And they were talking about the guy from England who is a billionaire or some shit like that, was always in the public eye, and apparently he was a huge child sex trafficker. What was his name? British. That's bitches. B-R-I-T-I-S-H. What was his name? No. What the fuck was that dude's name? God damn it. B-R-A-V-O sex terror. I watched the, there's a video on YouTube he talked about. No. Chester. What? I can't fucking remember it now. God damn it. But it was about this fucking one guy. Shit, I can't remember the fucking name of him now. And it's pissing me off. There's a video on him on Facebook. Or not Facebook, YouTube. And, it was about how, dude, this guy was fucking brutal. And he got away with all this shit before he died. He ran... like organizations for cancer patient kids, and the ones that were like terminal, he would quote unquote ship to a special treatment area where instead of treatment, they were getting diddled by like high ranking officials of like some like of the England or some shit. I don't know, like high paying billionaire, millionaires type shit like that. And, fuck. What was his name? Eddie Bravo, yeah. No. Jimmy Savile, that's it. That's his fucking name. Look him up. Jimmy Savile, The Ninth Circle, that's it. That's the documentary. Jimmy Savile and The Ninth Circle. Look that shit up. Watch it. It's fucked up, man. I'll fucking send that and put that in the group also when I share this out there. But yeah, Sandusky. Yeah, all right. It's he talks about it on a Joe Rogan episode, and yeah, dude was a fucking monster, man. Just like just nasty to the fucking core. Was fucked up. What else we got here in the news? Oh yeah, California got fucked. What was it, by like a 7.1 magnitude earthquake shakes California. After two major earthquakes in 2 days. Holy shit. They said that was like the biggest earthquake that's hit that area since 92 or 82, I thought. The quakes, there have been more than 3,000 associated with the two major quakes, are apart to continue. Dude, California's a fucking lost cause too, man. Alright? It's just gonna break off eventually and just become California Island if it doesn't fucking sink. I mean, can we be real about that for a second? It's a lost cause. Look at that. Fucking crack. That's like a long shot. Before the 7.1, the region was rocked by a 6.4. That was the first one they had hit by. So it was like a precursor to the bigger one. Quake was only 6.8 miles northwest of Friday's epicenter near Ridgecrest. That's California, by the way. Jesus Christ. Oh, man, look at all the booze. What the fuck? That's a fucking shame. I don't know. Hopefully not a lot of people got hurt. Yeah, that's something. Yeah. Biden under fire on race. Apologizes for remarks on segregationists. Who gives a fuck? Fear of immigration raids. AEW. Good shit, man. If you like wrestling, check out AEW, man. You got some interesting shit. I mean, the last one they had was Fyter Fest. And Cody Rhodes. If anybody here likes wrestling, it's Dustin Rhodes. Dusty Rhodes. His son. One of his sons. And today's wrestling thing is all PG now. But there's like when they use like chairs and shit, it's always like towards the body and shit. These crazy motherfuckers let a fucking headshot go on. Like an actual headshot with a chair. Dude, they banned that shit forever ago. Like, they used to do headshots back in the Attitude Era, and that was 99, 2000? I think it was like 2002 after they banned that shit. And, just fucked up. Cody Rhodes is a crazy motherfucker. I'm telling you, man. WWE better be watching their fucking ass on that shit. You know? AEW's coming up to rock their fucking world. You know? Oh, shit. Let's see. Meghan Markle. I don't know who the fuck that is. Well, fuck. Oh, yeah, there's some. Well, I mean, yeah, we did have 4th of July. 4th of July, this broadcast today, 7/6. So, yeah, hopefully everyone had a good 4th of July. Everyone still got their fucking digits. Didn't get too shit-faced. Man, I had to fucking work. But I got my barbecue on before I went into work, so it was alright, you know. It was pretty good. Had me some fucking bomb-ass grilled chicken, some pork chops, some mac and cheese, you know. Good shit. Alright. Is there anything else on here I should know about? Look at this. Facebook blowing up. Like a motherfucker. I think that might be it for this episode. I mean, yeah, we're at the 10-minute mark, but right now, this is all I got right now, folks. So we'll give you some... Oh, no, that's right. I forgot about that. So, I came up with the idea that we're probably going to start selling shirts for the show. But we need a logo first. And I mean... Something. I mean, I'm not artistic enough, and I definitely don't. I don't know. I don't know about the other two. They may be. I don't know. But I kind of want to leave it up to the fans here. If you want, send me, send that Scott, send Justin, send us some fucking sketches. If you could think of a logo with our the MMD name. Anything like that. If you can come up with a logo, fucking let us know, man. Draw it up, sketch it up. Somebody artistic out there. Because I'm drawing blanks. I can't think of anything. I got a hookup that will make some shirts and maybe even some bumper stickers or some shit like that. It's awesome, you know, but we need something to put on it, you know. You know, get our name out there. Get us out there. I mean, if you got any friends out there that still ain't heard about us, fucking invite them to the page, man. Invite them down. Let them listen to our shit. If they like it, awesome, you know. Follow us, you know. We got a Twitter, but I think the Twitter, I don't know how to tweet. Twitter. Tweet. Twitter. I don't know, whatever. We're mainly on Facebook and shit, you know. But... we'll see how it goes, you know. Hopefully, get us some sketches. We need some logos, man. I like the logo we got on the our page, but it's not really ours. We're just using it. So, all right, man. I think this might be it for the day, for the night. So, I'm out of here. I'll holler at y'all later. Bye.